flowers on the bus. We were a very motley crowd of people who took the bus every day that summer 33 years ago. During the early morning ride from the suburb, we sat drowsily with our collars up to our ears, a cheerless and taciturn bunch. One of the passengers was a small man who took the bus to the center for senior citizens every morning. He walked with a stoop and a sad look on his face when he, with some difficulty, boarded the bus and sat down alone behind the driver. Then one July morning, he said good morning to the driver and smiled short-sightedly down through the bus before he sat down. The driver nodded guardedly. The rest of us were silent. The next day, the old man boarded the bus energetically, smiled, and said in a low voice, "And a very good morning to you all." Some of us looked up, amazed, and murmured, "Good morning," in reply. He said good morning to us every day, and we gradually began to nod and talk to each other. One morning, he had a bunch of wildflowers in his hand. The driver turned around smilingly and asked, "Have you got yourself a girlfriend, Charlie?" He nodded shyly and said yes. Every morning after that, Charlie always brought a flower. Some of the regular passengers began bringing him flowers for his bouquet, gently nudged him and said shyly, "Here." Everyone smiled. The men started to jest about it, talk to each other, and share the newspaper. The summer went by, and autumn was closing in, when one morning Charlie wasn't waiting at his usual stop. When he wasn't there the next day, and the day after that, we started worrying. When we came nearer to the center for senior citizens, one of the passengers asked the driver to wait. Yes, the staff said, the elderly gentleman was fine, but he hadn't been coming to the center that week. One of his very close friends had died at the weekend. How silent we were the rest of the way to work. The next Monday, Charlie was waiting at the stop. Inside the bus was a silence akin to that in church. Even though no one had talked about it, all those of us who he had made such an impression on that summer sat with our eyes filled with tears and a bunch of wildflowers in our hands.